Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Shkalim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Aaron Solomon, Le'iloi Nishmas Rabbi Cheskel ben Rabbi Yisrael.
Maseches Shkalim, Daf Gimel. The Mishnah tells us that there were people who ignored the announcement of Beis Din, that they had to uproot all the klayim in the fields, and it goes through a series of takonos that Beis Din instituted to deal with these people. So Masoif, in the end, the Mishnah says, Hiskinu sheyuhu mafkirin kol hasadakula, that they were mesakein, that they were mafkir, the Beis Din was mafkir with a hefkir Beis Din, the entire soda, the field of this avaryon who left the klayim in the field. The Yerushalmi says, Minayin shehefkir Beis Din hefkir, how do you know what's the source of this thing that Beis Din has, this koyach, hefker Beis Din hefker, to mafkir somebody's money? And it brings a pasuk in Ezra, v'choyla asher lo yovoy l'shloish hasayomim ba'atzas hasorim v'hazakeinim yochram kol ruchushay. Anybody who doesn't come, Ezra had a big asifa that he gathered all of Klal Yisrael, and anyone who doesn't come in 3 days, Yochram kol ruchushay, that all of his possessions will be taken away with hefker Beis Din hefker, and that's a source of hefker Beis Din. This Sugya has a parallel in the Bavli, in Yevamos Daf Pei Tesamad Beis, and over there, Be'emes, the Gemara brings two deyas, two opinions, what the drosha is for the din of Hefker, Beis Din, Hefker. The Gemara brings from Rav Yitzchok in the Bavli, he brings our pasuk in Ezra, Kodesh Eliyovalat, Shloish Tathayomim, etc., Yocham Kol Ruchushoi. So that's one day in the Bavli. The other day is Rabbi Elazar, who brings in a pasuk in Yehoshua, Eila Hanachlois, Ashenichalu Elazar, Akoyim, Yeshua Benun, Viroshe Ho'ovois, Lama. It talks about the Nachlois, that they gave out the Nachlois of the Shvatim, each Shevet got a Chelek, and it says over there that they were given out by Yeshua, and it says, Elazar, Yeshua, and the Roshe Ho'ovois. So what's the Loshen of Roshe Ho'ovois? So it says over there that Ma'ovois manchilim b'neihim kol masha yir. So just like a father could decide who among his children is going to get a Nachla, which is going to get, what they're going to get kol masha yir. So af Roshim manchilim es ha'om kol masha yir. So to the Roshim, the Beis Din, they're able to give over to the people to decide what the people are going to get, Koma Sheyirtzu, whatever Beis Din decides. So that's Roshe Ho'ovois, Lematois B'nei Yisroel. That's the connection between Roshim and Ovois. Ovois are Manchilim Es B'neihem, and Roshim are Manchilim Es Ho'om. Those are the two days in the Bavli. The Yerushalmi only brings down the Pasuk in Ezra. And this point is actually noted in Achronim, like we'll see. And before we go on to discuss the Sugya in the Yerushalmi, we ought to take it a moment to discuss possible nafkaminas between these two drashos and achronim who actually discuss the fact that the Bavli only brings one of these two drashos. The Yishayel Sutshuva is Tshuva Me'ava, one of the Gedolei Tamidim of the Chasam Sofer, in the Chelek Aleph Ayin Beis, brings down a Yamsho Shloimoi in Yevamos Perek Yud, Simen Yotes, that over there the Yamsho Shloimoi indicates, it's not completely clear, but the Tshuva Me'ava makes the diak and goes with this, that there could be a nafkemina lahalocha between these two drashas, and the nafkemina is as follows. This that we say that Beis Din has a koyach of hefker Beis Din, what does that mean? That means that Beis Din could be mafkir somebody's money, that person no longer owns that which he had owned on the Torah level. Does it also mean that Beis Din have the koyach to be mezake to somebody else in that property, in that possession, so that it actually becomes the property of this new individual even before he'll make a ma'isa kinyan min hefker? So Beis Din is mafkir, but could they also be mezake? Is it also part of the koyach? L'moshel, if I hold that Yerushas HaBaal is derabonon, which is a sheet in the Gemara, Yerushas HaBaal derabonon, husband is yashin from his wife on the Drabonon level. So that means that Chazal used a koyach of Hefke Beis Din to take away from the Yorshei Ha'isha, and they gave it over to the Baal. They gave it to the Baal. Is it only that they were mafkir and took it away from the Yorshei Ha'isha, and now the Baal has to make a Maisa Kinyan on his own, because Hefke Beis Din doesn't give the Baal the koyach that it's automatically his? That's not a koyach Chazal have, that they should give it to someone. They can only be mafkir, take it away, and then the Baal makes his own Kinyan. Or do I say that Beis Din is not only that they mafkir it from Ploini, but one person, but they also can give it to somebody else? And this is the nafkamina, the Yamsha Shloimeh seems to say, and the Tshuva Me'ava makes this diak, and the Yamsha Shloimeh, a nafkamina between the drashes. If I whole, like the drasha from Sefer Ezra, which is brought in the Yerushalmi here, and that's the drasha, the first sheet in the Bavli. It only says Yochem Kol Rechusha, and all I see in the pasuk is it doesn't have the ability to take away money from somebody, to take it away, to make it hefker, and to make it available to someone else, but not that it automatically becomes the property of the second person biz until he'll make the Maisekinyan. Masha Ein Kein, if I hold like the second drasha of Rabbi Lozer from Yeshua that says Eila Hanachloi Sasha Nichalu, and it says over there Roshei Ha'Ovois, and we darshan just like Ovois Manchilim Es Beneihim, the father could give to his sons, give it over. So to Avroshim Manchilim Es Ha'Om. So that Roshei is already Meduik, is already Mashma, that not only the Hefker Bezin Hefker is going to have a Koyach, the Bezin could take it from someone, but they could even automatically give it with a Koyach Hefker Bezin, give it to the next person, it's Konu to the next person, but the Rabbana with a Koyach of Hefker Bezin, even if he didn't actually yet make any Maisa Kenyan. The Tshuva Me'ava says, based upon this, that since in Rambam it's brought l'halocha in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Chof Dalad Ois Vov, Halocha Vov, the Rambam brings down over there in the Yad, when he's discussing Hefker Bezin Hefker, he brings down the mocker from the Pasuk in Sefer Ezra, the mocker, the first sheet in the Bavli, the mocker, the drosha, and now Yerushalmi from Ezra, and over there it only says Yochem Kol Rechushoi, like the Rambam brings the Pasuk. Komtoi said the Rambam is paskening l'halocha, like the Tshuva Me'ava, the Bezin only have the koyach to take away from someone. They could make it available to the next person. Only he can acquire it. Only he could be koina. But he has to make the maisa kinyan lehedya, and only then does it become the property of the second person. And this is meduyik in the Rambam lahalacha, because the Rambam only brings down the drash from Sefer Ezra from Yochram Kol Rechusha. This is the Tshuva Me'ava. The maisa in the Stechemed is an arichus on this whole subject in the Stechemed in Chelik Beis on page 180. There's a big arichus, and over there he brings down a shtikel Torah from the Sefer Nachal Yitzchok, that's a Yitzchok Chonin Specht, is the Chonin Levoche, and Simon Beis, and the Nachal Yitzchok, and the Nachal Yitzchok brings down over there like this. First of all, the Nachal Yitzchok says, he brings also the Yamsha Shloimoi, and he also understands in the Yamsha Shloimoi that it's really totally in the 2 days, the two droshes, and the droshes in the Bavli, and depending on which drosha you go with, will determine whether Bezin could give it to the next person automatically with a Kinyan of Koyach Bezin, or that the next person who's getting it has to make a Maisa Kinyan, and the Rebbe Yitzchok Chonin writes that Bemis is a big machloikas a poiskim. If you look on the poiskim, he says you'll find on both sides poiskim. There's a shittuk of betzes on Baba Kama on the Afkufa Meralev says that when there's a hefke bezdin, it comes out that the recipient, the zoicha, is going to have to make a kinyan biodayim upon the chayfitz, because hefke bezdin only makes it, takes it from ploiny and makes it available to this recipient, but he'll have to make a maisa kinyan that koyach hefke bezdin does not have. Ombim, the Rebbe Yitzchok Chonin brings down a rashba, and he brings down a tshuvas rivosh and Shin Tzadik test, that they hold not like that, and they are mavur that the koyach of Hefke Bezin is such that Bezin not only takes away from one person, but they even automatically give with a koyach Bezin to the next person, and so automatically the recipients afilu if he did not yet make any Maisa Kinyan. All this is the Yitzchok Chonin, and he writes over there also the same Diyuk in Rambam, that since the Rambam only brings in the drosha on Sefer Ezra where it says Yochem Kol Rechushoi, and why did the Rambam do this, bring on punk that drosha? So he brings down that it's mvur in the Yerushalmi by us, that the Yerushalmi only brings down that Rosh, then he suggests other smuchim for the Rambam, then Yerushalmi, he brings an unzer sunya, that we find that Yerushalmi only holds the pasuk of Ezra, that's the ikur pasuk, and it only mentions the Yochem Kol Rechusha, which is taking away the property. So maybe the Rambam is going to come out, based on the way he's bringing this drosh from Ezra, that Bezin only has a koyach to take from someone would have kibbezin, but he can make it ois that it's not his, but they can't automatically make it the next person's until he'll do a maisa kinyan. However, the Stechemed himself over there is choylik on this diyuk in Rambam, and he says fakeret that he holds the Rambam is meduyik lehepach, because if you look on the lashon of Rambam carefully, zokt the Stechemed, the language of the Rambam there is v'chein yesh ledayin tomid lahafkir momoyin sheyesh lo bailam, that the dayin has the koyach to mafkir the moment belonging to a particular person umaabe. Etc. So the Rambam is actually mavur. So the Rambam is mashma. In other words, from his lashon, that not only could the dayan take away, but he could actually give. In other words, and he understands the Sechemet that the Rambam means that it's automatically gegeben with the koyach of hefke bezin. The Rambam is mamshich v'harei wamim be'ezra. It says in Ezra kodesh yovel l'shloisha yovim etc. Yocham kol ruchusha mikan shebezin hefke bezin hefke. So it's meduyuk in Rambam Rambam that this pasuk from Ezra is not only telling me the koyach that the dayan can mafkir someone's money, but also to be nice to somebody else. That all that licked in the pasuk, and therefore the stechemet is choylek on this understanding that it's a machloikus in the drashes. And he says that in fact, even though the Rambam brought the pasuk from Ezra, afal pi kein, the Rambam is still going to hold that bezin a hefkin bezin not only takes away from someone but automatically gives it to the next person. This is all one discussion of one nafkemina in the achronim. You find another discussion in the Kered Oireh and Yevamos Daf Tzadik. He wants to make a different nafkemina, Daf Tzadik on the base. The Kered Oireh suggests a nafkemina between the droshes benegea to where the bezin only has a koyach of hefke bezin lemigder milsa. In other words, in a one-time, special, occasional basis, they see a pirtza, something bad taking place in Klal Yisrael, and with a special hefke bezin ability, they'll make up a knas and take money away from somebody. That's like Mashal Levanawa Mishnah, for example. Bezdin sees that, for example, you have someone who's being over on the din of Klayim, so the Migdar Milsa, the Bezdin will say that they'll take it away from this person. He says, that's what you find in Sefer Ezra, that's all you see over there. Ezra had a special thing, he wanted to make a Groysa Sifa, and anybody who doesn't come, Yocham Kol Rechusha. That's Bederach Knas and a special occasional thing, else the Migdar Milsa. So, and that's Bezdin, according to the Keridah, it actually fits him pretty well, that the Yerushalmi brings the pasuk from Ezra, and it's only looking to support our Mishnah, which is talking talk about a type of a knas where they saw somebody who's going to be on a variant and be over and then climb, so a special thing that Bezim would take away his money, and Taka is supported by the pasuk in Ezra Zotekerinayit. Ober Zotekerinayit, if we find, which we do find, that sometimes we have takonos chazal that are based on Hefke Bezim, which are takonos kvuos have nothing to do with the knas and nothing to do with Lamig the Milsa, the Moshe, the din of Yerusha Tabal, if you hold it to the Rabbanon, Yerusha Tabal, the Rabbanon, according to that Mando Omar, so that's nothing to do with the knas. Bezin instituted a permanent takana with a hefke bezin that is, the wife dies, instead of the property going to her yerushim, it goes to the husband. So that's nothing to do with the Migdal Milsa. So you won't see that from the source, from the pasuk in Ezra. So for that, in the second pasuk, zok to the pasuk in Yehoshua, the pasuk of Eilah Nachlois, the pasuk of giving over Nachlois, Ma Ovois Manchilim Es Beneihem, the Bavli makes the Zrosha, Af Roshin Manchilim Es Ha'am. So that's comparable to father giving to his sons. Got nothing to do with the knas or the Migdal Milsa. Also a special kind of a pizza that fixing up. Nothing to do with that. It's, but you could do it permanently. Your father could do what he wants with his property, gift to whoever he wants. And so too, the Bezdin Chazal have a koyach with Hefke Bezdin to make the Konitz Gvuos do whatever they want with the property of Klal Yisrael as they see fit. So the Karenir, by the way, Granada doesn't make it a machloikas in the Roshet, because it is true that Bezdin has a koyach to make the Konitz Gvuos with Hefke Bezdin. But he says that this Tzveita Din, the Bezdin can make a Takonitz Gvuos, not Lesakin, a pizza of any kind, then you only see from the pasuk in the Sefer Yehoshua. And Grado, like we said, it's possible that the Yerushalmi wouldn't even need that. Drosha doesn't bring it. It needs the Drosha and Sefer Ezra. That's when the one that tells me that Bezdin could make a takana b'derech knas, l'sak and a pirtza, which is what we are discussing in our Mishnah, by the one who failed to uproot his kalayim from the field. Now, this brings us to discuss the Hemshech HaSugya over here in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi goes on right away to say, Minayin sheiptura min ha-maisres. In other words, how do you know that the Hefke Bezdin of our Mishnah, where they were mafki the field, they took it away from the Avaryon, who was allowing the climb to grow, they took it away. How do you know that Hefke is going to be putter from Maisrois? And it brings down the pasuk, like it says in the Yerushalmi. And the Tiklun Chadatin over here, the parish from the Saul Shlov, the Talmud Hagro, and the Tiklun Chadatin over here, he has a bit of an arichus to explain this Shiloh of the Yerushalmi, and he is mazbir beferish, and the Tiklun Chadatin, that the Yerushalmi is not clearing algamein, a general question, how do you know that all Hefke is putter? He says that's well known in Chazal, in the various Gemaras and Sugyas, the Zicha that Hefker is Potam and Hamaisa, that's not the Shiloh. The Shiloh over here is specific, local to this specific Sugya. So you state in Tiklun Chadatin, why? Because Vibalta over here, the only reason why Bezdin was Masakan, the Hefker Bezdin, to take it away from the Bailam, was in order to cancel him, was in order to find him, to penalize him for being an Avarian. So Zok there, as far as Nisena, says the Tiklun Chadatin, that Naniach the Bezdin wanted to penalize the Bailam and take it away from him, but why should they be mafkia zechuras haniyim, the halavim, the hay ma'osu? Why should the bezdin be mafkia the zechuras halavim, levim? Like this, we're going to get ma'isav in the field, and now the bezdin were kicked in a hefke bezdin. So now it's hefke, and now levim are going to lose out. Why should they lose out? Levim didn't do anything wrong. The bailam did something wrong. The hay ma'osu. So that's the first sadzok there. Why we're going to clear it to say davka over here that the hefke bezdin won't take away the koyach of the levim to have ma'isav? Because why should they lose out? Or Dilma Zok the Tiklun mechadetin, since tzav kol tzav, kol aroitza lizkois yochol lizkois. But the fact of the matter is that once Bezin acted over here, they made the hefker Bezin, so therefore anybody who wants is able to take. So therefore, it's not called like the Yerushalmi brings the pasuk of Boha Levi, etc. Ki ein lechelik v'nachlo imoch. So the Levi only has a koyach and naisu when it's ein lechelik v'nachlo. In other words, when it's all not available to all, like the Yerushalmi goes to the drasha, and tzav kol tzav over here, it is available to all, and available including to anyone, including the Levi. And in mainland, such a case, you're not entitled to maisa. So there's a mishnah chiddush in the Tikkun Charetin that he says that the havamin over here is that maybe the hefker not potam in a maisa. That's the havamin that's only been mesuyim in this sugi, but we're kansing and making the hefker bezdin. There's no reason to kansa and take from the levim. Bansam over here, the Gvuras Yitzchak brings down. He brings down the others also asked it. We'll see a little bit. And mitzvah Hashem, that others already asked this question. That lechayra this shaila is actually very shver to understand. Because L'chayru and Bezdin make a Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. And now, it's part of a Maisois. It's nish the pshat, Zokte, that there's a special din that Bezdin did, that they took away the koyach of the Levium from Maisois over here. That's not part of what Bezdin did beferish b'yadayim, that they took it from the Levium. And the pshat is that it's chalba b'meila. Because once Bezdin affected their koyach of Hefker, Bezdin, and they made it, the field is now Hefker, is a b'meila dikadin, that's chal on Hefker, that Hefker is part of a Maisois. We have a drush, Hefker is part of a Meiser. So the Chayr, that's not part of what Bezdin Tuzoif. That's something once Bezdin makes it a Hefker, it's by the main law automatically that by itself it's part of a Meiser. So how are you going to clear it to say like the Tikkun Charetin is Miyachis to the Yerushalmi over here that since Bezdin feels that Levium Ma also, what Levium, they didn't do anything wrong, so therefore they shouldn't lose out. So what are you going to say? So what they only made it a Hefker Bezdin that the by take it away from the Bailam and now it's Hefker, the Levium shouldn't lose out. That's not part of what Bezdin Tuzoif. It's not for them. It's not for the Bezdin to decide, well, right now I'm leaving out that din. It won't be Potter when a Meiser. That's something which is chal b'meilu automatically zokter once it becomes hefker, and the Bezdin did decide to make it into hefker. So what kind of a shail is there? What's the havman the Yerushalmi to say that punct over here? It's just a chay of b'mais. So as I fragged the Gvuras Yitzchak, and he answers the teretz like this. He says the suggestion of the Yerushalmi, he says learns up in the Tikkun Charetin like this. The suggestion of the Yerushalmi that maybe I should say over here that since Leviyim ma also, so it should stay chay of b'mais. The pshat is that we're suggesting that Bezdin shouldn't poilois with the gans. The ganskite of their koyach and make it mamash haloyis shem hefke, make it hefke that it becomes ownerless and it's mufka from the bailos of the owner. Because if that would happen, then in the chanami it's chalva b'meila by itself that it's going to put them in a maizreis. No, the suggestion is that Bezdin will just make it that the bailos of the bailim will remain. That's haste that it's his. But afal pikein, we're letting anybody take it and anybody use it. Chosha the bailim will remain the shem, the bailos of the first guy. So that's a koyach Bezdin would have vice the chois. And here the same thing. The charetin is suggesting that in the Yerushalmi that we're suggesting that maybe. Instead of Bezdin being mafkir the bailus, Bezdin would leave the bailus of the original person on and just make it available for the use of all, of anybody's use. And in such a case, since it has a bailum, so a mailum, we're suggesting it's hard to say that since it's still a bailum, so a mailum does not have a shem of being ownerless, and therefore it's not a potter min hamaisrois. Because something which is owned by a bailum, perhaps we could say, is automatically chayav a maisrois, and we would do that over here in order not to take from the levian. Lamaisa, some soy for coming out, not like that, and really you look in the lashon of Tikkun Charetin over here, what he's saying is that regardless, you know, if it's available to all, including the Levium, so automatically the halacha is bottom of the maizis. And according to this lomdus, even if the lomdus is true, and the bailus of the original bailus is not poka, but afa pikein, we would still say that as long as it's available to all, this is what should come out. L'choy, according to the shtickle Torah, if you accept it, that the Tikkun Charetin is coming out, that afa pikein. Despite that, it's available to all, and automatically it's going to be bottom of the maizis. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Kovetz Shiurim in the Chelik Beisim and Yudalid goes through some of this same raid and he raises a stark akasha. Rabbi Chanan over there brings down a Ran in the Dorm Daf Mem Dalid that actually does say Lefiho Emes. The Ran says that where Chazal made a koyach of Hefke Bezdin Hefke, Chazal stepped and they made a Hefke Bezdin. So the Ran says over there that if they made the Hefke Bezdin on produce which is Chayav Meiser, they did not in fact take away the Chayav Meiser and they left it Chayav Meiser in order that Leviv should not lose out. This stands for the Tikkun Charetin suggests the Havamin of the Yerushalmi, the Ran actually goes with that in the Dorm Daf Mem Dalid. Fiho MS. Niran Taka says that it blives Chayab Maisis. And Bachanan asks, it's actually very, very schwer, and he answers Kasha on the Ran, the same Kasha. Then how could it be the Chazal have that Koyach altogether? The once they make it Hefker, it's automatically Lechoyer that it's Potter and Maisis. We can design that they're going to make it Potter and make it Hefker. What? And somehow it's still Chayab Maisis. Where is that Koyach? Hefker automatically is Potter. So he says over there, he suggests that maybe the Pshat in the Ran is that Bezin will make a Takonimus Yemes and make it Midrabon Chayab Maisis, all in order that Levian should not lose out. It will be a naya chiyah with the rabbanon in ma'israys. That's the jeshel b'chonon. Because since be'etzim levim we're going to get the ma'israys, now Chazal felt they had a step and to make a half kibbutzin. So in order levim shouldn't lose, they'll make a special new din takona the rabbanon that levim should be chay of a ma'israys. That's what he suggests to be tape shandiran. But he said lema'is and ochal from the shver from the yushalmi. The yushalmi lema'is is masik over here fakert. Eich sheyiyah the maskonah to yushalmi is that even though there was a knas and the ma'is that levim shouldn't have lost out perhaps. But some say if the final maskana say Yerushalmi is that Chazal did say is potam and a ma'aser in the case of our Mishnah, and some fair Yerushalmi once Bezin said Hefker Bezin Hefker is potam for ma'aser, and it's very schwer the Ran over there that the Ran understands that it won't be Potter and the Levi, there will be a din, at least the Rabbanan, to give Maiser to the Levim. Then Rav Chanan goes on over there in the Kevitz Shurim, and he asks a Shtarki Kash on the very next line of the Yerushalmi over here, right here. The Yerushalmi over here is Mamshech, and it says, so what Taka is the Mokker? Is there somewhere clear where we're going to see a din that Hefke Bezin Potter's from a Maiser? Where do you see it? Is there some chloraya somewhere that Hefke Bezin Potter's from Maiser? So the Yerushalmi suggests that maybe there's a raya from the din that Ein Ma'abinus Hashona B'Shvi'is. That like this is a halacha that they're masaking that you're not supposed to make an ibuyor, an extra ador in the year if it's shmita because you don't want to lengthen the shmita like it goes through over there. But ve'im ibruah harezem uberes. But if they were ma'ab of the year after the fact, if they wrongly did and they added a month to the year, so then it's mu'uberes and it's chal. So Yerushalmi says it means Chazal Pashat added a month. It's now a 13-month shmita. Kum techoyes v'choyde shechah shemaisifin loy potam imaiseru. Right? The Yerushalmi says the extra month they added durch the activity of Chazal that they ma'abed the yor, it's potam a ma'iser because that's the din. Shemitah produce is hefker, it's potam a ma'iser. So you see, klar, in other words, that what? That once Bezdin acts for the hefker Bezdin, Yerushalmi suggests, and I haven't been here in the Yerushalmi, that once Bezdin acts for the hefker Bezdin, it becomes potam from ma'iser. Then Yerushalmi goes on and it's ma'as the raya. Now, Kopon Rebbe Chanan asks over here, he doesn't understand Bechlal the Shach of Atariya, what it's trying to suggest here in the Havamina to learn out from over here that hefker Bezdin hefker is potam a ma'iser. How did the Yerushalmi even suggest, even in the Alpha minute that is based upon Hefke Bezin Hefke. And that makes sense that when Bezin is Ma'abar a year, so you the Koyach of Bezin to be Ma'abar Rosh Hashanah, and even with it wrong, Dr. Bochanan, the halacha is the Chemesech Rosh Hashanah, Atam Afilu Shoygim, Atam Afilu Mazindim, even if you're Bezin, Mazin does the wrong thing. Alpha Pekin, that's Bezin Koyach, they have a Koyach over the Chodesh, they have a Koyach over the Shana, and that's the Koyach Pashat, that it becomes a longer Shana, it becomes a 13-month Shana, a 13-month year. So Vashtaitzach automatically that now there's a bigger, longer year of Shemitah, so it's part of an Amaiser, after then Shmita. That has nothing to do with the regular din of Hefke Bezdin. And Bechanan says, if you're going to want to say that the Havan of the Yerushalmi held, the Taka goes through with the Koyach of Hefke Bezdin, so how could he possibly explain why that year the Chometz Pesach is going to come out that they're keeping in the wrong time? You know, because Tainach, the fact that Hefker is extra 13 months of Hefker, so maybe that's a 13, that's the din of Potam Namaiser, so that's the din of Hefke Bezdin Hefker. But how could it be that that year Pesach is the wrong time? Bezdin added a month, they shouldn't have added the month and they added the month. So what are you going to say? So therefore, what? So therefore, the year that they told you to keep Pesach, the month they told you to keep Pesach, the wrong month, it really should be a month earlier. So why everybody's eating chametz for Pesach that year? Because they're keeping Pesach wrongly when Bezin told them to. And you see clearly that Bezin utilizes the koyach of Ibr Shana, in which they have a koyach to ma'abed the Shana, even when they shouldn't have done it. Alpha Pete came, that's the koyach. Atam afilu mazidim. And avada it's chal, that there was an extra out of that year, and that's why they're not doing the right thing when they keep, they eat chametz when Bezin told them to eat chametz, they keep Pesach and Bezin told them to keep Pesach. And likewise, in exactly the same way, Avada in the Havamin is the Dvarim Machrochim Zokte, that Avada really must say that even in the Havamin, that it's a Koyach of Ibr Shana that tells us that people are going to be Hefke, the produce of Hefke, Potam and Amaiser, and not with a special new Koyach of Hefke, Bezin Hefke, which could never explain the Nechometz for Pesach. Zokte Bechonon, that we must say to explain this Yerushalmi, the Havamin over here in the Yerushalmi, that Avada the Yerushalmi knew good and well that the reason why the Hefke is Potam from Amaiser is all because of the fact that it's Shemitah and it's automatically Chal and Bezin with Ma'abed Hashanah and it's automatically a 13-year Shemitah and automatically Potah from Ma'isah, those are Dvorim Brurim, even the Havamin. Nor Zokte. Just like we said in the Ran, in the Dorim, that even though once Bezin utilizes the Hefke Bezin, it's automatically Potah from Ma'isah, and still the Ran understood that what? That there'll be a Naya Takonas Chazal, a new Takonah the Rabbanon, to Mechayev that produce in Ma'isah in order Levium shouldn't lose out. That's how we understood the Ran. The same way the Yerushalmi felt over here in the Havamina, that Chodesh that Bezin made it, that it's a 13-month Shemitah, and automatically all the produce
of the 13 months is potam and hamaisers. But vibat levim should not have lost out except the bezin acted wrongly. So we should have made a takona chadasha that the extra month maiser, that should be an extra month produce should have a din of maiser, but the rabbanon to give to levim because levim should not lose out from this wrong activity that bezin did. It's all a shiloh of this naya takona rabbanon that we learned that we saw in the Ram and the Dorim that was saying that's the havanah in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is learning out, in other words, that we don't do this thing, and that was goof of the shiloh of the Yerushalmi was when bezin makes a hefke bezin and we don't want levim to lose out. Should we say that there's a naya takona rabbanon that to mechayev the produce in maisers? And if there would be the din, then it would have been the din over there by Ibur Shono also, because bezin should not have been ma'abed that year. So we would have said that they would psakein that month's produce would be chayev and maisers with rabbanon. If then that meant that since they were not psakein that, so a meila automatically. It tells us in our Mishnah also that Bezdin is not Mesakim, but Mokam Hefke Bezdin is not Mesakim, the Mechayev, the Maestros, the Tvua in Maestros Medarabon.
Ober, Afal Pikain, says Rabbi Chonon, was still Masik, the Maschonah says Yerushalmi, that this is different, the case of Ibar Shana. Because it says, like the Yerushalmi brings down, Shomer is Chodesh Ha'oviv, to make sure that the Pesach is always in the spring, that's the Mokar, it doesn't have the Koyach to Ma'abar the Shana. And that's different, Zok, that the Maschonah says Yerushalmi is, that you can't compare Ibar Shana to Hefke Bez and Hefke. That's Rabbi Chonon is Masik. I think the Pashup Shat, which Rabbi Chonon doesn't speak at the Feirish, the Pashup Shat is, where Bezin is utilizing a Koyach that has nothing to do with Hefke in a direct sense, they're using a Koyach it comes up, but the Meila, they ended up with an extra month of Hefker produce. But the Bezin wasn't directly tapping on, they weren't directly touching the din of Hefker. They were talking about the Ma'abed the Shana, adding a month to the year. It automatically came out that it was Hefker. So there, we're not going to get involved altogether, Filim with Rabbanon, and say, well, we don't want the Levium to lose out, and we're going to reverse this, that the Hefker took the mice away, because Bezin wasn't even directly involving themselves in the Hefker altogether. Abed Masha'enkin and our Mishnah, where Bezin directly went with a directness. And they evolved themselves in Hefker Bezin Hefker, and it's almost that the Bezin is kamat, that they're taking away the produce from the Levium because they're making it Hefker directly. So that's where Chazal felt that maybe you could say we said it's no raya, you're not poishet the shayla from this says at least from this mocker, and this mocker wouldn't be a mocker because you can't necessarily stelt. So maybe you could have said that in our Mishnah Bezin makes a Hefker Bezin, so maybe they will make it into Kana Rabbanon to give back that ma'aser to the Levium. I did see one thing here in the Rash Cirilio at the end of the sugi here, which I think is very shver, it's Sorochian. I'll mention it briefly. The Rash Cirilio over here learns Pshat in the final Maskanda that it says Shomer es Chodesh Ha'oviv. So there is that since it says Shomer es Chodesh Ha'oviv, that's the mocker of the Bezin and Ma'abed Hashanim, Kum Techois, that any time Bezin is Ma'abed Hashanim, the Mekayim, this mitzvah in the Torah of Shomer es Chodesh Ha'oviv. It's a mitzvah same. A mitzvah same, Shomer es Chodesh Ha'oviv. So there, even though over here was ill advised, because Bezin Be'etzim has a din that they don't not Ma'abed Hashanim, even when the season should really tell them to be Ma'abed Shana. They don't do it in Shemitah because they don't want to add an extra month to the Shemitah. But Afal Pi'ein, if they go ahead and ignore that rule and they are Ma'abed Shana, they're Mekayim and Asay. The Shomer is Chodesh Ovi, which is a mitzvah Asay. So the Rash Cirilio that the Yerushalmi means to come out is that Osi Asay of Ibar Shana v'dochi lois Asay de Tevel. The Asay of being Ma'abed Shana is doiche the lois Asay of Tevel, and therefore over there it's really clear. It's absolutely clear, Hastis, that the Levium are not going to have any rech, the taina that, you know, that we're going to say, Hastis, that it should be still chayav and meiser, and maybe Hefkes should still be chayav and meiser. There's no such a thing, because the assay of Ibar Shana, assay doich alois assay. Osi assay of Ibar Shana, the doch alois assay the tevel. Mashenkin, we just have Hefke Bezin Hefke without a special assay, so over there, we're leaving it, that you don't have a marker from over here, and maybe Hefke Bezin Hefke will still leave the produce chayav and meiser. Not like over here where I have, but the Ibar Shana, assay of Ibar Shana is doich alois assay of tevel. Well, that's the lotion of the Rash Cirilio, which I really feel is Sorochi and Tuva, very, very difficult to understand. The Chayit Poshet that there's no actual Asay de Chaloy Sase over here, and the less his lotion is Lavdavka, but he seems to really stel to Asay de Chaloy Sase. Avadar Buchanan is saying very, very stark in the Kivit Shurim, it's not a din of Asay de Chaloy Sase at all. Rather, the Pshat is that once Bezin utilized in Nutzlois their Koyach of Ibar Shana, Bimabad Shana, which they could do even when they shouldn't have done it, that's Atam Afilu Mazidim, Shaygin, like Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. So Meila, therefore, it automatically becomes the longer Shemitah. Once a longer Shemitah, there's certainly no didn't need to be doich and eloise of tevel. A Shemitah, there is no tevel because it's Shemitah, and a Shemitah, the produce is pontem and amaisis. It's really very schwer, the lashon of a seder chaloise saying as given here in the Rash Cirilio.
On Amud Beis over here, on Gimel Amud Beis, there's some Yesoidius, the Kinekudois, and we'll go into some of them. In the Mishnah, it brings down that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that Kol Koyhein She'ein Oishoikel Choyte. Any Koyhein who doesn't give Masa Shekel is a Choyte, because it's absolutely a Chiv, even on Koyhein, to give Masa Shekel. Elo, She'a Koyhein Doyoshim Mikra Zel Atzmon. That the Koyhein, they had a Cheshbon of their own, which was wrong. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said it was wrong, but there was the Koyhein's Cheshbon that they made their own Drosha, which was what? So he goes into it in the Mishnah that Minchas Koyhein is called Tia. Since a Minchas Koyin is supposed to be called tia and not supposed to be consumed at all. So if the Koyinim are going to be Shoykel, it's going to come out that they're going to have a Chaylek in the Oymer, the Stei Alechem, the Lechem Aponim, which are all Minochois, which are Kavonois Tzibur. The Stei Alechem also has a Din, the Lechem Aponim, all these things have a Din Korban Mincha, like it goes to into a Mesechta Minochis. So all of these things, if the Koyinim will have a Chaylek, nobody will be able to eat from it because it's called tia. And the Alocha Avad Avad is by these three, the Stei Alechem is in Gansen eaten, and the Oymer, you eat the Shiret Shraim, and the Lechem upon him is eaten, so these things are not going to be, you're not going to kind of din if the kainim are going to give. So that's why they were Doroshul Atzmon, the Mikra Hazeh. Now here the Achroinim get into a Shiloh. There's a tumult in the Achroin, the Michas Boruch discusses this in Simon Lamed Vovon of Beis, and he brings in the Mishnah Melech where he discussed it. Is it possible to suggest that maybe there's no taina with the kainim having the chlobel, the kainim are shveri the whole taina. It's Sorochian on the kainim. Because how could you say that they will have a chaylik and it's going to be cold and you won't be able to eat these menachas, etc.? What happened to the Bittel Beroiv? The Bittel Beroiv, but the Rai says it should be Bottle Beroiv. And maybe the Rabbanon also, you know. Maybe you should say that the Chaylik of the Koyanim is Bottle Beroiv. In other words, at the moment Koyhein will be Bottle Beroiv, in the moment Yisroel, the Chaylik of the Yisroel, and the Mela will say, based upon Bittel Beroiv, that the whole thing has a din of the Mincha of a Klav Yisroel, of the Yisraelim, and certainly Roiv Yisraelim against the Koyanim. So the Mela with Bittel Beroiv, you will be able to eat it, and we won't have the Yisurim, the problems that will be created Durch the Shem of the Minchas Koyhein, which is called Tia. This is the Shiloh. Mechas Boruch Hazdanan, he brings the Mishnah already discusses this question in Hilchas Me'ilah, in Perek Zayin and Halacha Vav. So the Mechas Boruch writes on this, that he says that he holds that be a soidoy, it's not a stushel, the Bittel Beroiv, and that wouldn't be a taina. The Koyanim would, of that, the Koyanim would not be opkishlongen. Because he says that, like this, he wants to bring a smach to this from a sugi in the Bavli, but he wants to taina that anytime you have a shutfis, so the by shutfis is impossible to say that there should be a Bittel Beroiv. Bittel Beroiv is the pshat that is so called, so to speak, a hisnagdus, like a fight between the two halakim of the thing. One chaluk has one din, the other chaluk has the andre din. And so therefore, they, so to speak, they fight it out amongst each other, and the Roiv wins, and it's mevatel the din of the miut, and the Roiv, you give the din only the din of the Roiv. That's where there's a pegisha, a snagdus, a fighting out between these two halakim. Masha'enkin, if I have a zach that's a shutfis, so over there, the zach is ogetached that there's a mokim for all. There's a place for all. I'm a shutif and you're a shutif, all shutfim. So over there, there's no snagdus, and it's not sheikh a bit of a Roiv in a case like that. He wants to bring a smach to this from a sugi in the Bavli, and he says on that that if Vibalt, that's the din, that the Kabbalah Satsibir are everybody has a chaluk in them, at least that would be the sheet of the Koyanim, is that everybody has a chaluk in the Korban Tzibur. So therefore, the Koyanim have their chaluk, they're a shutif, and the Yisrael is a shutif, and we're not going to say any din of Bittel Beroiv. And that's how the Mechas Baruch wants to answer the kasha from Bittel Beroiv, because over here, it's considered a shutfis, and by shutif bechlal, we don't say any Bittel Beroiv. Now, that all is in the pshat in the Koyanim, that the Koyanim felt that if they would have a chaluk, then it would answer the the ability to eat from these various menochos of Kabbalah Satzibur, Oymer, Shtei Alechem, Lechem Aponim. What taka the pshat where the Koyanim are wrong? Why taka they wrong? So Batsim is Bavur over here in the Yerushalmi brings down a tzushtel that it's a Minchas Tzibur has an underedin, and we do not apply to it the halacha of Minchas Koyan called Tia. The Yerushalmi stels this thing too, that just like we find by Chatois HaMesois, it is Chomit Chatois HaMesois, various cases in which the Chatois is left to die, that's Mesa by Leo, etc. Different cases. It's Kapra by Leo, and the Chatas is left to die. Ober Chatas Hatzibur is not left to die. Why? Because it's a whole different Shem, a Chatas Tzibur, a public Chatas. So we see that the din of the Chatas Tzibur is Andish, different from the din of Yochid. So Mele, who are din over here with this Mincha, is not just, in other words, what we're saying in the Yerushalmi is it's not just a bunch of Shutfim, that I'm a Shutf and you're a Shutf, you have a lot of thousands of Shutfim. But then it's an Andish Shem altogether. It's a Mincha Tzibur, it's a Korban Tzibur. A Korban Tzibur is Nishkizokht of them. halacha of kol ti aloi seyachel, and therefore you don't have to worry about burning else the chelak hakayda. That's what it seems to be vur over here. It's what before the Yerushalmi brings down, that that's the answer to the taina of the kohenim. That's lafia emes, we don't hold like them, and we have no the kohenim. Amachu you have to be shoykel, and afa pikein, you can eat these various public manochas. L'maisa, the mishnah that we mentioned before, in me'ilud of zayim, perik zayin halacha vov, who's being done on whether it's shayach to say bitl b'roiv, yes, no, b'mokim, where you have... where you have a chelak of mumnis. That's a shayla with the Mishnah Melech. A mumnis tik a chelak. I own a mumnis tik a chelak. You own a mumnis tik a chelak. So would you say bitl b'roiv on that or not? And on that, the specifically, actually, the shayla of the Mishnah Melech specifically is by coins. Matbeyois. I own a matbeya and you own a matbeya. Does haste the koinim a shoykel and the Yisraelim a shoykel. And am I going to say, should I say, as a bitl b'roiv that the shkolim of the koin should be bitl b'roiv and the shkolim of the Yisrael? That's the shayla of the Mishnah Melech. So Mishnah Melech brings down that Rashi and Eir who talks about our Mishnah over there in the Sugya and the Bavli and Erechin. So Rashi over there is Mavur, that Favos, why Taka is it that we don't hold like the Koinim's Taina, and we hold that everybody has to give the Koinim, has to give and you still eat it. So Rashi is Mavur, Dr. Rashi, that that didn't post, that posik of Kolol Tia, that that's by Minchas Koyen Greda, which is just the Minchas Koyen, Dr. Rashi. Avol Minchas Sibur Zil Bosar Ruba. That's Rashi's Loshin, the Mishnah brings down. Avol Minchas Sibur Zil Basaruba, that by a mincha tzibur, I go basaroyv. So what do you see from there, Zot the Mishnah Melech? That seems that Rashi held a lefiha emes, that we don't like the koyanim. So lefiha emes, what we are saying is that taka, the shkolim of the koyanim, a bottle in the shkolim of the Yisraelim, zil basaruba, that taka bottle beroyv, and maybe that's why I don't worry about the chelak koyanim, which is going to ask for from being eaten, because those shkolim are bottle beroyv. So it seems from Rashi and Erechin Zok there, that lefiha emes, that Rashi really learned up that the chelik, the shkolim of the kainim is really out bottom beroiv. Now, the truth is, the Mishmael doesn't point out that that Rashi seems to be connected to Yushalmi over here. So, for whatever reason, Rashi is noita from the Yushalmi and learns a different shot, because the Yushalmi over here doesn't seem to go with bottom beroiv at all. Rather, it's going with an underizach, that there's a naya shem called a korban tzibur. And just like we find that a chatas yochid is mesa, in certain cases, a chatas tzibur is not mesa. So too, the minchas yochid is one shem, and that is called tia if it's kayin. Mashenkin minchas tzibur is something else. It doesn't seem to be mashmin the Yerushalmi at all. It has anything to do with the bittul b'roiv in the maskanas of Yerushalmi. It's a new din of a minchas tzibur. There's no din called tia at all. Even if lu yitzur, there'll be no Yisraelim in the tzibur somehow, it would still come out the same thing. It's a tzibur dikadin, and there's no called tia on that. But Rashi Lamais is not saying this. And Rashi says in Neirchand Avtala that the pshan the maskana is that we're zil basaruba, that we go by roiv. And the Mishnah Melech understands that this is a din of bittul b'roiv, that you see that Rashi really is saying this halacha of bittul b'roiv. However, the Michas Boruch brings down this Mishnah Melech, and he points out that Rashi himself, elsewhere, Menachas Daf Mem Vavim Bebeis, says that Rabbi Yochum and Zaka, who doesn't like the Koyanim, loy dorish kol Michas Koyan, elo be mincha shakoyen mevi bifnei atzmoy. Rashi doesn't mention a word about Roiv over there. All Rashi says over there in Menachas says that the Michas Koyan, that's only when the Koyan alone is the owner. When there's different owners, everybody, and there's Yisraelim, and there's Koyanim, so Rashi seems to say over there that does a lane, even if we'll be Shavu B'Shavu, theoretically, half Yisraelim, half Koyanim, half a pekin, Zok the Michas Boruch, it's Mashman, Rashi, and Menachos, that we would say that still there's no din of Mechas Koyan Kol Tia, and it's nothing to do with Bittul B'Roiv. The pshat is that it was only gezakt the whole pasuk when it's solely a shayach to Koyan, and if it's shayach to Koyan v'Yisrael or Koyan v'Yisraelim, then on that it was not said the pasuk of Kol Tia, and that's the real pshat where the Koyan has to be shaykel and doesn't mess up the eating. And the Mechas Boruch nems on that the Lashon of Rashi in Menachos is the Ikar against the Lashon of Rashi in Erechin, and in fact it's not depend upon any kind of a din of Zilbos Aruba. You don't need the Roiv, and it's just the fact that this Koyanim Tzazamin and Yisraelim Tzazamin all together over there, that alone tells you the Nodin of Kol Tia. He writes that you could say that Rashi and Erich and the Loshen of Zilbas Aruba is Lav Dafke. It just happens to be there was a Roy of Yisraelim, so Rashi just threw that in. A little bit Sorochi until in Rashi that way is Nisht Mashmazoi, but then Kaponim he names on the Loshen Rashi Menachas of the Ikor, and Pashtus, it really seems to come out from the Achroinim that there's three Mahalchim in the Maskona and Rechim and Zakai. One is what it has in Yerushalmi, which is that it's a Tzibur Dikadin. It's a whole different shem of a Korban Tzibur, just like Haptois at Tzibur, not Mezois. So Minchas Tzibur have a different din. They don't get totally consumed by the fire, even if there's a chelak kohen. Then there's two different Rashis that don't go with the special shem of tzibur. The one place Rashi in Erechin seems to say with the Mishnah Melachos Medayek that the shkolim of the kohen are bottle beroyv and the shkolim of zireilim. So we ignore the din of the shkolim of the kohen. And Rashi in Menachos, which is Melachos Boruch, nemzon is the ikir. So he says that stam that the fact that I don't have soul kohen and bialims, but I have yisraelim bialims and kohen and bialims all tzadami all together. So that alone is enough to tell me that there's no din of Melachos kohen kolotiyah because the kohenim are not the soul owners.
The Mishnah speaks out over here that ein memashkinin es haktanim, that you're not memashkin the ktanim, and the Gemara over here goes into this thing, discusses this point that you don't take a mashkin, you don't force the katan to give machzah shekel. Now here is a big machlokes rishonim, a shtickle well known machlokes grade, that the Rambam over here in the Perish Mishnah says that we teach the din of ktanim over here ein memashkin at shiyovi shtei sairis. That's what the Rambam says. In other words, the Rambam is understanding the ktanim here like a regular katan all over, a katan before the mitzvah. Once you have a mitzvah, Yeshonim and Cyrus, so then you're mashkin the kotan. The Bar Tanura, however, over here writes Beferish Fakert. The Bar Tanura writes on the Mishnah, Uktanim, Afilu Hevishtei Cyrus, Fupacho is mi ben Esrim. As I state in Bar Tanura, even if it was Hevishtei Cyrus, if he less than 20, then you ain't mashkinim. In the Sefer Mishnah Saliyo, it's a parish on right here on the page here, from the Tiklan Charatin, and from the author of the Tiklan Charatin, and Mishnah Saliyo writes, and this seems to be clear, is that these two opinions of the Bar Tanura and the Rambam, they depend on different gersois over here in the Yerushalmi. There's a gersa that we have, which is a little bit schwer, and there's a gersa of the Goin, the Vilna Goin, who changed the gersa in the Yerushalmi. The way we have the gersa, it really seems to come out that once he's heavy stay Cyrus, he's already mamashkin, and that's merely mavur, like the Rambam's gersa, which he says, in other words, it means that a katan is chayav min ha-toira, mid-oiraisa, and machsa sheka, once he reaches a godless, and he's a katan, he's potter, but he becomes a godless, he's automatically chayav mid-oiraisa and machsa sheka from the age of 13, and therefore, better than a mashkin, they'll even force him, they'll take a mashkin to force him to pay. Mashkin, and the girsas hagro over here, which changes around a little bit the loshni yushalmi. So, according to the goin's girsa, it comes out that there are three madreigas. There's one, when he's a cotton, you're not mashkin, not even toivin, you don't even demand it of the cotton because he's not chayab bachlal and master shekel before the mitzvah. From Yud Gimel Shona, he reaches the sairoi from his mitzvah until the age of 20, until Ben Esrim. So, your toivin, we would demand it over him from him, but we're not mashkin, we don't force him by taking a mashkin from him. And once he reaches the age of 20, then you're filling a mashkin in, and then you're even, you have to take a mashkin, and you have to demand it of him and force the individual from 20 years and on to give him the machzah shekel. Which the Tikkun Chatan explains that the reason for that is because according to this Girsas Agro, which he's going with Be'ikar, the vort is that it's only from the age of 20 there's a din d'iraisa of machzah shekel. Only from 20 is a din d'iraisa, the Torah level din. From 13 to 20 is only a takonat rabbanan. Since the Lantakon of the Abonin that he should give a male Bezin is not mashkin. In other words, he speaks out. In other words, everybody agrees, the Bar Tanura and the Rambam both agree, that there's a din at least Abonin for somebody to give a masa shekel once he reaches the mitzvah. The shaila is when the deraisa kicks in, and the deraisa is negate to a mashkin, to force him. According to the Rambam, it's already deraisa from the age of 13. According to the Bar Tanura, it's not deraisa, and that's the Giri Sagro here, not deraisa until the age of 20, and only from then are you a mashkin. It's the Yontav over here really goes through the Bar Tanura and the Rambam, and he actually says that ultimately, Dr. Taisha's Yontif, it really depends upon understanding the Lashon HaPosik in Parashas Kisisa. We know that we had yesterday in the Beis that there's a three Droshes, a three Psukim of Trumas Hashem in Parashas Kisisa, and one is Meramis to the Stam the Dovois, the Trumas HaMishkan that they gave, the gold and the silver, and one is the Trumas HaAdonim, that each person gave Machsa Shekel for the purpose of the Adonim and the Mishkan, and one is a Remez that Meramis, the Trumas Hashem, it's Meramis to the Machsa Shekel for Kobonas HaTzibur, which is our Mesechta is about. So Dr. Taisha's Yontif, you have only one of those three times it says Machsa Shekel, which is the middle one. The second one in Perek Lamed Pasuk Yedalad and Kisin. So it says Kol Oivel Apkudim Mi Ben Esrim Shana Vamala Eaten Trumas Hashem. That's Lashon Pasuk Esrim Shana Vamala Eaten Trumas Hashem. But that's one of the three Trumas Hashems. But which of the three Trumas Hashem does that go on? Which does it go on? You could clarify the Tesis Yontif. Does that one go on the Trumas Adonim, the Machsa Shekel that was given to the Adonim, or do we say that that's the one that's Meramis to our Machsa Shekel of Kabbanas HaTzibur, that only from Chof Shana, from Esrim Shana and on, only then you chayev in
in giving matzah shekel manasat tzibur, and that's the shaila of the Tosfos Yontif. The Rambam held that the pasuk of Esrim Shon Eaten Trumas Hashem that goes in the matzah shekel of the Adonim, and that clearly is like that. That taki is clear like that because you look in the psukim, for example, the Pekudei, and you can see clearly that only the Yidden from 20 to 60, there was 600,000 to 3,000, etc. Yidden from 20 to 60, again, the cheshbon that that's how they made the exactly the maas Adonim, the 100 Adonim, exactly from those 600,000 Yidden from 20 to 60. So clearly from those from 13 to 20 didn't give any Trumas of the Adonim. So the Rambam understood that that was the pasuk. The pasuk over there of Chof Shana V'Malo is only going on the Trumas Adonim, but Masha Enkin, the under din, which is Merumas and the other Trumas Hashem, the third Trumas Hashem, Rambam understood, which is at the Trumas Hashekel Kavanas Hatzibur. There it does not say Esrim Shana V'Malo, and there the din is from Gadlus and on. Once you hit the Yud Gimel Shonim and the Sairis, you automatically chayv Minat Torah and Mas Hashekel, because there's no pasuk of Esrim Shana on that case. Masha Engin the Batanura held that that pasuk of Trumas Hashem of Esrim Shana, that's the one that we learn out from there, the Machsa Shekel for the Kamonas Hatzibur. And that's why, according to the Batanura, you do see from the pasuk Alain that the deraisa of Machsa Shekel for Kamon Tzibur is only from Esrim Shana, as if he's taking pasuk. And this, that Chazal, on the Sakam of the Rabbanon, it's only the Rabbanon from 13 to 20, and that he learns, we learn in the Yushalmi, that's Eim Mashkin, you just toivin, because we don't force him, because it's only a Takonas Chazal.
Finally, we have a Yosoidi Yosika discussion in the Achroinim and the Ge'et Tanoshim, and I'll say it over Bekitzer, it's Nege'et to understanding the Sugya and Nege'et to the Din, La Halacha. Vekiv Eger in the Chuvis in Kamo Simon Tes says, Amir de Gezach, Ilachir near Zokter, Ilachir it seems, that Noshim up Turois meet Philos Musaf. And as Noshim, women don't have, not Machoyev, they have Musaf. Why? Because Kavan, the Noshim, like Yoshoiklois, since the Noshim didn't give a Chaylik on the Machsa Shekel, so therefore, Ainlam Chaylik up a since the Noshim, in other words, the carbon Musaf is only connected to the carbon Tzibur of Musaf. That's the davening of Musaf is only connected to the carbon Tzibur. The other davenings have the difference, Mani Hayoim, but the davening Musaf is just connected to the carbon Tzibur. And since Noshim didn't give Machsa Shekel, as it comes out of here, Noshim apotter Machsa Shekel, so therefore, who are then the Noshim apotter from the carbon Tzibur? He says, V'chein Mashman, the Chuvas Pesomim Roish. Rabbi Kivega brings down the controversial Savior, Pesomim Roish, in Simon Pei Test, the Pesomim Roish is Mashma, that Noshim apotter from Tfilas Musaf. And that's what Rabbi Kivega says. And the Chumas Amudei Oyer, Rabbi Vusta Shtikl Amudei Oyer and Simon Zayin are tying the stark on this Rabbi Kivega. Because he says, if you really believe that, then it's going to come out that the same way you're pattering Noshim for Musaf because they're not Shoykel, it's going to come out that according to one side of it here in the Yushalmi, it's come out Levim a potter from Musaf also. Because there's a side in the Yushalmi where the potter's Levim from Machsa Shekel. The Yushal over here in the Yushalmi is Kolo Oyer Lepkudim. Do we say Kolo Oyer Al Pikudaya, like the Poshutli of the Pasik, only those who are counted in the Mispor of Klal Yisrael, the Midbor, those give Masa Shekel, and that's Mifu and Yishami, that we're going to exclude Shevet Levi, because Shevet Levi wasn't counted in the Minyan in that side. Or do you say that what? The Mifu and the Mephorshi Yishami like that. Or do you say, Kolo Oiver, but Yama, that's the other side of the Yishami, which will be all the Tafiha MS. Anybody who is Oiver in the Yam, who passed through the Yam Suf is automatically that they have to give Masa Shekel, and that includes Levium and Koyanim as well. So what are you going to say, Zotta Mudi Oyer? In one side of the Yishami, in one sheet over here, the Yishami, I'm going to say that Shevet Levi is part of a Machsa Shekel. So are you going to say, do you really believe, Jesus, according to that, that according to that, Manam Leviyam, a potter from davening Tfilos Musaf? It's not Shayach Zachter. It's that even if you will want to say it, he has an interesting pilpul that he actually wants to make a cheshbon and disprove it. That it's not Shayach that there actually is a tzad like that, that Leviyam, a potter from davening Musaf. Because he mefapul and he brings down a Gemara in Sukkah Daf Nun Gimel, that the Gemara brings down the Seder Hayoim that they used to go through by the Simcha Peis HaShayeva. They went from thing to thing to thing, and it was the Gevaldik Simcha. So Bishum Hananya said that we used to go straight from this thing to this thing. Misham Letfilas Musafim. It says from there they used to go to Daven Musaf. Bishum Hananya was the one who said this thing over, and he was a Levi Zokter. It's well known in Kamakimis in the Gemara. Bishum Hananya was a Levi, and he said over in Sukkah Nun Gimel that they used to go from there to Davening Musaf. So he says, you see, Chlor, that it's Mamisha Befeirisha Eidos, or that even Leviim is a daven Musaf. It's not Shaykh that should be any Shaila, any Machloikas in the Rhine. It's Mamashi, he's made it, that Leviim is Mana Mikta, she's a daven Musaf. And don't tell me that they did it, Baturis Rishus, Okter, because the Muddi Yor brings on different Pukim that it wouldn't be Shaykh, daven Musaf, Baturis Rishus necessarily. He says if they taka would be Potter from Musaf, it Bechlal not Poshit, according to different Shitas of Poison, that they would be able altogether to daven Musaf. It must be that they were Mechuyav. It's Mukhruch that it was daven Baturis Chiyav. In other words, and you see clause that it's a given that Leviim
Levium am Chayiv at Tfilas Musaf, and it's Nish Toloi in the Shaila over here in the Yerushalmi, where the Levium are Chayiv at Machsa Shecha, where they say Oiver Lapkudim and Pata Levium. Rather, it's a Chlora Zach that Levium are Chayiv at Musaf, and who are then the Noshim? And why is that Zach there? Why? Because he says, even if you don't give a Machsa Shekel, Yezicha Miskaper the Korban Atzibir. You do believe that the Korban Atzibirs are not going to be applicable, they're not going to work for people just because they're not Chayiv at Machsa Shekel, what Noshim don't get a Kapora, what they're going to get left without a Kapora? He says, he says, even if you have no etzem chelik in the korban tzibur, you still become a scapper from the korban tzibur. It's chalon you a kapora from them. And in Meila, today, when you have a bimkoim, there's no korban musif. We zecha have to have that all who are miskaper b'shas abayas from the korban musif, they're going to have to daven musif. And in Meila, you zecha have to have that levim are going to daven, and the levinoshim will daven. Everybody has to daven. Or chayv to daven b'teres choyva because they're miskaper from the korban musif.
The stipler in the Kilos Yankiv Brochus Simon Dalid has a shtickle toyer to be Yashiv Bekivege, which I'll say over Bekitzer. And the stipler writes that you can't stel tzu Levium to Noshim. In other words, thus hates Levium or Zichachayev and Tfilos Musaf, regardless, even if you hold it the Potter Master Shekel, Levium will Zichachayev and Tfilos Musaf, and that's like you see, the Amudi Ur brings the Rayas. Oh, but Noshim Bekivege was right that you really could see talking to say about the Noshim that the Potter of Musaf had the Potter Master Shekel. Why? So the stipler says, because if you do as the stipler says, we know that there's tzvei dinim in machsa shekel, two elements in the mitzvah of machsa shekel. One is that you have to give a machsa shekel in order that thereabah you should get a chelik in the korban tzibur, and every year is supposed to have a chelik in the korban tzibur. And meila zok day, the machsa shekel is the mean to the end by which you get a chelik in the korban tzibur. The under din is the tzivoy and the Torah. They yitnu that the Torah is mitzvah that each year has to give a machsa shekel. That's the mitzvah mesinas machsa shekel. They're two dinim. One that you end up with a chelik korban mitzvah thereabah, and the korban tzibur thereabah, and the other is the etz mitzvahs nesina. So the stipler, here we can machalik between Levium and Noshim in the following way. Because Levium, who are men, they're not Noshim, they're men, avada va'avada, they're achroi to see to it that there should be a korban sibir. Because all men are zichar achroi to see to it that there should be a korban sibir. Grada in the maisim mitzvahs nesina, there's exeris akosiv in one side of the Yerushalmi, over lapkudim, that Levium are potter from making the maisim mitzvahs nesina. So maybe everybody else gives a machsa shekel, and then you end up a korban sibir. But what would be, is what the stipler imagines, Dolzach for, if for some reason we ran out, the price of animals shot way up, and we had to make a new special gevir in the middle of the year in order to get new shkolim to buy the rest of the carbon sibis. So if it was for that special gevir, he says it's yitochin. It's possible to say that even in that side of Yerushalmi, Levim HaPotter, he would be chayef to shtel tzu, because if the whole purpose of that special gevir would be to see to it the kavanah sibir abroad, for that Levim are really chayef like any other yid. It happens to be that in the ma'isa mitzvahs machsa shekel, that they yidnu the Torah patters them because overlap kudim, and Levim are not overlap kudim on that side. So in Mainland, the Xeris Akosiv of the Mitzvah Nesina, we patted them. But if you end up with a special emergency campaign later on, just for the sole purpose of seeing to it that the Achrayas of Korban Sibir are fulfilled, if that's the whole Yisrael of the Gviyah, as they're talking, Levi will be Chayav just like Yisraelim, because of that they're Achroi to see to it, there should be Korban Sibir just like Yisraelim. Masha'ein came, Zokter Noshim, Noshim Apotter, even from their din. Why? Because Be'em is Zokter, the stipler, the Korban Sibirs are all Aseishan and Gromas, because all of them have to din Dafka Bayoyim, and not Balaila, the Biyoim, but the Gemara learns out, Biyoim Savoysoi, in Mesech Tzvachim. So all Noshim, all Kabbalah Tzibra, Biyoim, and not Balaila. So Abazoi, Kum Tachoi, is that Noshim not only have the din that they're potter from the Maisa Mitzvah of Machsa Shekel, which the Bartanur over here brings down, because it says Ish, and we're Mayat Ish Koifen Avshoi, and Ish and not Isha. It's a cost of a miyot of Ish and not Isha, Benigea to the Maisa Mitzvah Sassina, but they're even potter from the under din. They don't have to see to it of the giving of the Korban Tzibra, because they're potter from Korban Tzibra, because those are Station on Groma. Korban Tzibur is only by Yom and not by Laila. So, Mele, even if you would have made an emergency gevir, emergency campaign, they would be potter. They don't have to see to it that there should be a Korban Tzibur. But Mashenk and Levim, who are really chaya, be a soidoy and seeing that there should be a Korban Tzibur. But Grand and the Mice Mitzvahs to see to the Torah potter them. Mele, Zokta, from the Stabler, come to Chois. The Levim, Azicha Machoyev, to Mespalt, Fulos Musaf, Lakuli Alma, because they're Achroy to see to it there should be a Korban Tzibur. So, Mele, nowadays, they have a Musaf. Grand in one side of the Gemara will come out that they don't have to give in the beginning of the year, and Ador, for Nissen, because if enough money from the other Master Shekels, on one side they'll end up being potter, because they're not, but be a solidoy, they really are choroy to see to it. If there won't be money, they would have to give money, because they're as choroy to see to the Korban Sibir, and they have to daven Musaf. Mashin King Noshmor, the Gamri potter from the Master Shekel, not only from the Mitzvah Nesina, but even to see to it, there should be Korbanis. So Mele, them Mufka all together from the Asoid, then of the Korbanis Sibir, and that's why Rabbi Kivega said Richting in that Tilchor, you could say, and Noshma potter else them from the Tfilas Musaf.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.